You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. Happy New Year, Young Living, and welcome to 2017. The new year presents a lot of opportunities in our homes, in our goals, and in our lives. For this episode, we wanted to give you a little boost, so we're doing the best of 2016. 16 lessons from 2016 picked from the podcast. In our very first episode, we sat down with Chief Operating Officer Jared Turner, and we talked about what makes Young Living so special.
What Gary started over 20 years ago with that first quarter acre field of lavender in Spokane, Washington, spoke to me, because from that little quarter acre field to what we have today is really a revolution. It's in vertically integrated production. Not only do we have the purest oils on earth, but people can go to a farm, and we have them all over the world, and plant the plants, harvest the plants, distill the oil, and take the oil home to share with their families. No other company can offer that amazing immersive experience in getting their hands dirty and producing these amazing oils.
I love talking to members and hearing their experiences when they went to winter harvest or when they went to retreat, and just literally seeing from the moment they, you know, harvest a plant to holding the bottle in their hand and writing black spruce themselves on the label. That's such a cool experience for them.
It is. And what's you mentioned winter harvest. Another cool aspect to our business and to the farm experience is after we harvest those trees, we invite members back in the spring to replant those trees. So it's a sustainability story that really showcases how important our stewardship of the earth and its resources are.
Royal Crown Diamonds Lindsay Teague Marino and Joanne Can gave their advice to folks who might be a little timid or reserved when sharing Young Living at first.
Well, I mean, I tell people all the time, there's no matter what you do, somebody's going to hate it. Somebody's going to hate it. You will say something that you're really excited about. Your mom's going to love it. One other person's going to love it. And then one other person is going to tell you that they hate it, right? They're just trying to bring you down. They are scared of what you're doing. I think I find that people see somebody make a change in their life and they have to bring that person down because they feel less than because they're not making that change, right? And that would be too hard for them. They can't put themselves in the place where they can actually make a change in their life that they want. So if there's something that you want, this business is going to be able to bring that to you, but they're being timid about starting it. I would have to ask them what the point is of them deciding that this is what they want to do in the first place. If it's because they want to, you know, spread better health to people, I would ask what it is that's holding them back. Is it what other people are thinking of you? Because no matter what you do, somebody's going to hate it. So you might as well do it. You might as well go all in. Is it that you are wanting to buy your freedom? Which that's what it was for me. I will be honest with you. I did this business because I saw that it could be a great potential and that I wanted to buy my freedom to be able to do whatever I wanted to do on whatever day I wanted to. And I wanted to be able to write whatever check to whatever person I wanted to. And that was a big goal, right? But I was willing to do anything I had to do to get there. And so I would really talk to that person about what it is that they're wanting and why they want it, right? People buy why you're doing something, not what you do.
Right.
And so I would have that conversation with that person. Why do you want this in the first place? And what is it that would hold you back from doing that? Because if it's what somebody thinks about you, which is if somebody's timid, that's probably what it is. Why would you let that hold you back from what you want in your life when their life is completely separate from yours? Especially if we're talking about the online world, everybody has something to say about everybody else. I've learned that more in this business than any other business. Everybody on the internet has something to say about how you do something or what you do. You're going to have to ignore that completely and do what you think is the right thing to do, what you've been called to do, what you think is the right decision for you and your family, and be okay with sleeping with that at the end of the day, because those people's lives are totally separate from yours. And if your friends can't get on board and support you with something, are they really that great of friends in the first place? Probably not. I would venture to say that somebody that can't just say, yes, I'm going to support you, even though I don't love oils myself, is probably not a great friend to begin with. And so you're not actually losing that much.
That's really powerful advice. Thanks so much. Joanne, what about you? What advice do you have for someone who's maybe struggling a bit at first?
Well, I would have to agree with Lindsay, is that timid people are usually shy and because they are worried about what can go wrong. And I always tell them, whatever can go wrong is all in your imagination. What does it matter? What if it goes wrong? Then you learn your mistake. If you tell people about it, about the oils, the worst is they don't join, but you don't lose anything. And it's not like you're making money out of them. You're buying the products at the same price as they are. Then how do you make money out of them? You're not. It's the company who's giving you the money. And most people that I find, if they're shy about it, it's about what they, as Lindsay say, what they're worried about, what people think of them. And I tell them what they think of you has nothing to do with you. It's what they think of you. And if you just keep doing what you want to do without hurting people and set the intention right, and if it's for the benefit of yourself and for them, then it works. Then why worry what other people think about you? And a lot of the times they're worried about that people think they're making money out of them. So, and I said, you have to change your mentality. It is that you're trying to help them get better, get healthier, or earn money, or whatever they want, because Young Living works in mysterious ways. If you want money, they give you money. If you want health, they give you health. If you just want relaxation, they give you relaxation. If you want personal growth, Young Living gives you personal growth. And that is what you're giving them. You're edifying these people that you're sharing these products with. You're not making money out of them. And when I say that, people suddenly just click. And it's just whether they can do it or not. And sometimes it takes that own person to try to work it out themselves.
When talking about children and essential oils, Dr. Lindsay Elmore and Royal Crown Diamond Deborah Rayburn shared their biggest takeaways from our conversation.
Well, I think that what we've shared will empower parents to not be fearful of the oils. They are plants in some of their most purest form. Essential oils have been around for many, many, many years, and thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of families use them every day in and around their children while their children are in the womb still. They're wonderful ways that we can just add to our total well-being and our life and our vitality in such a simple way. So I just hope families are just ready to dig in, to start fresh, smell an oil, and just be empowered to go forward and begin using more and more essential oils for the whole family.
What about you, Lindsay? What were some of your biggest takeaways?
I have two. The first one is, don't take everything that you read seriously. Use your critical eye and know that your own intuition as a parent is much more valuable than a random study of something that you've never heard of or some fear tactic that you see online. Also, know that everyone uses oils around their children differently. As I said, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And so let's just learn from one another and discover new ways to use the oils.
Young Living members Samantha Wright and Tracy Griffiths have connected their passions with Young Living and shared a message to their younger, just starting selves.
Gosh, I feel like I'm still just starting out, but I will say that I wish I could have told myself right from the start to just slow down a little bit and not to rush things, and to put just as much time into personal development as I was putting into the business side.
Tracy, what about you? What would you tell yourself, you know, just starting aroma yoga or, you know, even just this journey in general? What would you tell yourself?
That's a great question. It's funny. One of my business colleagues, her name is Dawn. And when I actually thought of aroma yoga and this whole trademarking thing, that was a long time ago. It was, you know, back in 2008. And I would go into my office and she would say, Tracy, we need to do aroma yoga classes. We need to have this thing. And she saw the vision and she felt, you know, because she'd taken my classes before. And so I think I would have said to myself, start sooner, because I feel like I know this stuff and everyone's doing it. And when I get out there and teach, I realize this information that I'm sharing is brand new to so many people and they love it. It's effective, it's transformational, it's powerful. And so I would tell my younger self, like, you've got something, go run with it.
Here's a powerful statement that Mary Young shared when we talked about her new book, D. Gary Young, the World Leader in Essential Oils.
Education is probably the greatest asset we have for making good decisions.
Yeah.
And people make decisions without knowing. And when you know, you make better decisions. And I think this book lends itself very well to helping people make better decisions.
When it comes to science savvy, Mike Book has it. As the chief science officer, he gave some pointers when it comes to research.
The first thing I will do is caution everyone, because the science is extremely complex, and sort of the tendency is to oversimplify things.
Okay.
And I find myself doing that too, just in normal conversation. But every essential oil will have anywhere from 100 to maybe 400, even 500 different chemical compounds in it.
Wow.
And so these things are incredibly complex. So it's very important that, you know, when you read things about essential oils, if there is something that's a little bit confusing, ask the experts, okay? Mm-hmm. Having said that, there's some great information out there. As a scientist, I tend to go to the peer-reviewed scientific journals, and you can find them listed in something called PubMed, which is online. It's public medicine, and it's an online search engine that will allow you to search for particular topics within the scientifically peer-reviewed journals that are out there. It is very important, though, that you have to have an understanding of what you read, because those journals toss around a lot of big terms and a lot of big words, and it can be very confusing. So I get questions all the time from people saying, you know, there's a word in there I can't pronounce, isn't it toxic? And I read somewhere where something is toxic. And quite frankly, yes, it could be toxic if you drink 40 gallons of it.
Sure.
But if you kind of understand how things are combined in nature, you'll often find out that some of those highly toxic things aren't really so toxic, and in fact, they occur naturally. One of the funniest things I ever did, I gave a presentation a few months ago where I listed the ingredients that were in organic blueberries.
Okay.
And when you list out the ingredients in organic blueberries as the chemical names, yeah, everyone, without knowing they were blueberries, I showed the list of ingredients, everyone said, oh, I'd never get near that, it's horrible. And when I showed them it was just blueberries, they were amazed. So you have to apply some knowledge to some of these PubMed articles. You have to be a little bit careful. So I encourage people to ask questions if they read an article. Give me a, you know, shoot me an email, let me know. People are always welcome to call through the Diamond numbers or the various help numbers that we have at Young Living with questions, and those get fed through directly to me or to someone in R&D, and we do our best to get back to them in a timely manner.
Melissa Pepping, a Crown Diamond, gave us a rundown of seven areas of leadership that can make a world of difference. Here's what she says about finding your why.
The third piece, and it really is, I think, the most important piece, is your why. Every morning, you have to make a decision to get out of bed and stay out of bed or get back in bed. Every morning, you need to make the decision to either go after your dream or make another excuse. Every single morning, you are the only one equipped with the power to make that decision. And every single day, you're going to choose the influences and the environment around you that will affect your decision making. And if your why is strong and your why is solid, there's going to be no question about which one you're going to choose. When you can close your eyes and imagine, and so many people have a hard time, well, what's my why? What's my why? If you close your eyes and just imagine for a minute that all the bills are paid, the money in the bank account is flowing over. You have no financial worries, none. There's no time worries. There's nothing pulling you this way or pulling you that way. You have arrived. Now, when you think about that moment, what are you doing? When your eyes are closed and you picture yourself in that moment, who is around you? Who is surrounding you? Are you with family? Are you doing charitable work? Are you doing missionary work? Are you leading and inspiring and growing others? When you can close your eyes and visualize that, and that's where you are in that moment of all that financial and time freedom, you've just found your why. That's what's driving you. That's where your heart wants to be. Eddie, I am so passionate about people needing to find their why that I actually will not coach people if they do not have a why that extends beyond themselves. So if somebody comes to me and says, well, my why is, you know, I want to make, you know, X amount of dollars per month within the next 12 months. I won't work with that person if they can't tell me why they need it. Because the why will get you up every single morning. It will push you through every single obstacle. I call it your full metal jacket. It will get you through any brick wall. It drives you that hard.
There are a lot of easy ways to get involved with service. During our episode with Senior Director of Global Philanthropy, Nikki Davis shared some places to get started.
We have opportunities for involvement at every level, from those who would like to be very, very actively involved to those who would like to be involved on a much lighter level, much less involved level. And anyone can be involved whether they're a Young Living member or not. Some very obvious ways. Donating. Okay, on our website, younglivingfoundation.org, you can donate whether you're a Young Living member or not. You just have to sign in as a guest if you're not a Young Living member. If you're a Young Living member, you just put your member ID in and go seamlessly through the VO. And you can designate your donation to go to a specific project. Maybe one of the projects that we run resonates with you, and 100% of your donation goes to that project. So something pretty amazing about this organization is that Young Living covers 100% of the administrative costs to run the foundation. So that means that all of the overhead, salaries, travel costs, everything, it's all covered by Young Living. So 100% of every dollar that's donated goes to the cause, goes actually to impact a child's life. A very easy way for our Young Living members to donate is to round up on their orders. So yeah. Any order that our members place, whether it's a quick order or an ER, any order that a Young Living member places on the phone, you know, with customer service, on the VO, anywhere, they can get round up to the nearest dollar, and that the difference in those cents will all be donated to the foundation. So this is pocket change for each member, right? This is like what you find in your couch cushion.
15 cents, 25 cents.
Exactly. This is what's left in the dryer after you do your laundry, right? It's nothing. It's not going to... Every single person can do it. If all of our Young Living members did this, we would bring in $500,000 a month.
A month?
A month. Yes. Okay. As mosquito net is $5, and it can protect 3 to 5 children. So
times that by 500.
Yeah, that's 100,000 mosquito nets, which means, oh my gosh, now I'm on the hook. 300,000 to 500,000 kids a month. If everyone just gave the 2, 5, 27, 82 cents, that is rounding up on their order. So that is we really want to push and encourage people to do that, because it's not a burden on anyone. But united together, it has considerable impact.
Wow.
Amazon Smile is another very, very easy way for our members to give. If you shop on Amazon, just go to smile.amazon.com. It's the exact same shopping cart, list, everything. And you select that you want to give a portion of the proceeds to the Young Living Foundation, and boom, whatever you buy costs the same amount to you, but Amazon sends us a check for a portion of your purchase. Great. So again, very easy way for people to be involved. You can hold a Soul Hope shoe cutting party. Soul Hope is one of our partners that removes a flea-like parasite from the bottom of kids' feet that infests their feet, makes it very difficult to walk, and causes tissue damage, gangrene, all kinds of problems for kids. Also, they view it as a curse and kick the kid out of the village. So we saw what happens when kids are kicked out of their homes, you know, with African Hearts in the slums. It's not a pretty picture. So Soul Hope is the only organization that will do, that will remove these jiggers, which is the parasite, and give the kid a pair of shoes. So our members love to hold Soul Hope shoe cutting parties. You get your organization together, get your team gather around, bring old jeans, and you cut out a pattern of a shoe and send it to the Soul Hope headquarters in North Carolina, and boom, those patterns are made into shoes that will protect kids' feet. Very easy way, again, to get involved. We have humanitarian service trips that we started this year. We went to Ecuador and we took two teams to Uganda. We'll be going to Nepal next year, and also again to Ecuador and Uganda. And we encourage you to join us. If you'd like to really be boots on the ground, roll up your sleeves and do some good, we'd love to have you join us. And then really the spirit of the foundation is just to recognize needs and ways that you can bless people's lives every day. So be a friend. Smile at someone. Make someone's day better. Just be the type of person that you want to be to you. Be someone that matters to someone else.
Jared Turner told us about one of his first farm trips, an unexpected but inspiring leadership teaching moment.
We took the Silvers rafting on the St. Joe's River, which at the time was about 2 feet deep.
Oh, no.
And as we start floating down this river, Gary likes to really kind of create these immersive experiences, team building experiences with the Silvers and staff, so we can come together and kind of share this. But we're going down the river, and all of a sudden we come across a huge cypress tree that had fallen across the river, like 3 feet across.
Oh, no.
And I say, Gary, what do we do? We have to get out and take the boats overland and go around the tree. And he said, no, we don't. And he pulls out of his rubber raft an enormous chainsaw.
Because he doesn't have a chainsaw.
Yeah, right? I'm like, where did you get that? He's like, I brought it. And he winks at me. And we go over and he cuts his tree out. And then we push the tree over and we float. This happened two more times, and Gary knew there were going to be trees, and he intentionally did not send his crew out to remove the trees in advance. He wanted us to remove the trees because he had a lesson at the end of this river trip about obstacles and how important it is when you're floating down the rivers of life to realize there will be obstacles, i.e. cypress trees, and you have to be able to work together to remove it, but understand that every obstacle can be removed with ingenuity, creativity, and hard work. One tree in particular, Trent, it was in front of the river. This was the last tree, and the river was actually deep at this point. It was maybe 7 feet deep, and there was a stronger current.
Okay.
So Gary, I'm right behind Gary. He has the chainsaw, and he's going through the middle of the river to get to the other side, and he goes completely under the water, including the chainsaw. Whoa. He disappears. I run over, I grab his arm, pull him out. He's okay. We get to the other side. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, the carburetor on that chainsaw got flooded. There's no way it's going to start. So Gary gets over and starts it, and it works.
Whoa.
Cuts the tree, the dead fallen tree, and we move it out of the river. And after he was done, I said, Gary, is that a waterproof chainsaw? And he said, no, Jared, it's not. And I said, how'd you get it to work? And he said, I willed it to work.
That almost sounds like a story from an Indiana Jones novel.
I'll tell you what, I was there.
That's awesome.
And I've told this story a couple of times, but I like to call it chainsaw leadership. That's and how important it is to identify these obstacles and remove them so you can get on with the river of life.
Our brand ambassadors spent some time telling us their daily mantras or motivation and what it means to them.
My name is James Lawrence, known as the Iron Cowboy. No goal is too big. I choose this because I think we limit ourselves to what we can accomplish both mentally and physically. And so I like to apply the times 10 multiplier, meaning take the biggest goal you can think of accomplishing and times it by 10. Now I think we have a realistic goal for you to go out and achieve.
My name is Stevie Shakespeare Baggs Jr., and my mantra is love, wisdom, understanding, faith, health, wealth, prosperity, favor, peace, patience, might, anointing, and truth. And the reason I chose that mantra is because that's something that I can work on each and every day of my life to help inspire and encourage others.
Hi, I'm Vicky Vlaconis. What inspires me is pan metron ariston, a Greek saying, everything in moderation. What you put into your body matters. Food is medicine. How you feel, how you move, how you think is important. Keep active, sleep well, eat well, and use young living oils to soothe you, to make you feel healthy, happy, and inspired every day.
Hi, I'm Brian Clay, 2008 Olympic gold medalist and 2004 Olympic silver medalist in the decathlon. One of the sayings or mottos that I like to live by is the idea that your priorities are the key to true success. I've learned over my career that it doesn't matter how much success you've had, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life, all the accolades in the world mean nothing if you turn around at the end of your career or at the end of your life and realize that you've lost everything that's important for just a little bit of fame. So keep your priorities in order and go get it done.
My name is Rosana Queirolo and I come from Ecuador. My inspiration is helping people balancing their life to achieve a happier and healthier life. I picked this because since I'm a health coach and also a mother, I thought it would be great to help families to achieve a happier and healthier life and to create a ripple effect that will change their life forever.
My name is Mitch Seavey. I'm an Iditarod champion. I have a motto that helps me in the sport and in the things that I do, and I say, just mush. Sometimes in our long-distance sled dog racing, things get very, very difficult. We get very tired. Sometimes we get overburdened down in details, and it helps me to just focus on what it is that we're actually doing here. And I feel very confident in that. I feel like it helps me focus and remember that I'm really good at this. I can do this, so just mush.
Hi, this is Adina. I'm a mom and an NGA figure pro. A motto I like to live by is happen to life and don't let it happen to you. The reason I like to live by this motto is that it's inevitable that we're going to run into obstacles in our life. So you just got to get up and live your life and happen to it.
We learned an important lesson about sharing stories authentically from Mary Young.
Gary always says, Mary, I'm an open book. And my life is my life and what happened, happened. And he's never been one to say, don't say this and don't say that. He just tells it like it is. So we told it like it was. I mean, there are a lot of painful moments for him. I mean, just about his life history and being in the wheelchair and what happened with his family then and the attitude that people took. Gary has told me many stories about how people thought he was crazy. He was demented because of the accident. And sometimes we still hear funny things like that today, but it's just all part of his genius and coming through that horrific time in his life. That he even survived that accident is amazing. So we just wrote what we could to really lay the foundation of where Gary came from, what he went through to learn to walk again, the terrific pain that he suffered then and still suffers with today. So it's an open book.
If you have ever found yourself a little overwhelmed on where to start with essential oils, Haley Zitting, Young Living corporate trainer, issued us a challenge that she got from a member.
I was telling Trent how overwhelming essential oils can be, and that a member actually told me what you need to do is just get your starter kit or get the oils, that the new oils you want to try, and open that oil and use it for a whole week. And just focus every day on finding a new way to use that essential oil. And so I took that challenge to heart, and I just started getting new essential oils that I wanted to try or ones that I had that I didn't really know how to use. And I am constantly still trying to incorporate that in my life because I was just amazed that every day I really would always find a new way to use this specific essential oil, whether it was Panaway or Rutabaga, like, you know, some random oils that I just had in my cupboard. And it's really eye-opening to see that there really are so many uses for essential oils.
As a Young Living member for nearly two decades, Debbie Morrison told us the biggest lesson she's learned in all of those years.
What has been one of the biggest things you've learned through Young Living?
That it's easy with Young Living to take responsibility for your own health and wellness. And I've always said, if you don't do that, who's going to? And if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?
Yeah.
And so Young Living, both health and wellness wise, and it's the whole deal. It's the full deal, well-rounded. And I would say that for me, Young Living makes it so possible to be independent in whatever way you choose.
VP of Global Marketing, Lindy Smith, got us pumped for the New Vitality Essential Oil line when she shared an elevator pitch with her own personal flavor.
So I will give you kind of the outline based on my personal use and how I would share it. So Young Living's Vitality line is the first of its kind. It's created new ways for Young Living to really share essential oils. And as the world leader, we're always looking for new and innovative ways to get oils in every home in the world, which has been our vision from the beginning. Personally, I use the Vitality line with my daughter. She's 4 and she loves to bake with me. So we will find fun ways to add infused citrus Vitality oils within our cooking. And it's been really, really fun to do that with her and then to share that with friends and family.
I love the personal connection. And I kind of want to focus on that for a little bit, because one of the most powerful sharing tools, I think, are our personal stories.
Absolutely.
So,
that's a great point.
Yeah. So what's been your favorite recipe with, you know, a Vitality oil?
Sure. We do a lot of cookies and we try to make them as healthy as possible,
yeah.
Of course. And really, I think that's the simplest way, because you can adjust how much you want in your cookie. If you're doing an orange, you can make it as flavorful or, you know, just a hint of orange as you'd like. So I would say that really the sweets and kind of the baked goods is where we've used Vitality the most and have had the most fun with it.
Well, I guess your daughter's kind of lucked out, because she gets to try new cookies.
Yes, absolutely, right?
That's awesome. I'll have to stop by later.
Have you ever struggled to connect with someone about Young Living? Melissa Pepping shared the importance of stories.
Now, the next piece of this, I love this piece because so many people get so hung up on needing to know the details of everything. I need to know all the chemical constituents. I need to know all the farm facts. I need to know all the dates. I need to know the timeline. I got to get all this information. But you know what, guys? It's just as simple. Facts tell, stories sell. When you're talking to other people about essential oils and sharing Young Living, you know what they want to hear? They want to hear your story. They want to hear what it did for you. They don't want to hear the bottling process or the farm process. They want to know how you, as a parent, are using essential oils in your home. And they want to know what it's done for you. All the details come later. But just remember that facts tell, stories sell. And when you put together your story, start with why. Don't start with, this is Young Living, that's the most incredible essential oils in the world. That we know is true. But don't start with that. Start with your why. So when I tell my story, when I have my story put together, it sounds a lot like, you know, after the birth of our first child in 2005, I knew that it was my responsibility as a mom to find the best things in the world for my children. And that included what we were using in our home, what I was putting on my children, the way that I was caring for them. It just all of a sudden became my top priority, and I knew that this is what I had to do. And as I was out looking for the best and the greatest, you know, I knew that something better was out there. I just didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to find it. And I started experimenting a little bit with this and a little bit with that. And all of a sudden, I was making my own bath soaks. I was making my own kitchen cleaners. And I was making my own baby massage oils. And I felt so amazing and so powerful as a mom. to be able to do this. And I knew that what I was doing for my child was the best thing in the world I could possibly be doing. It was the most gorgeous feeling. And I'm so glad that Young Living Essential Oils allowed me to do that. They provide the most pristine essential oils in the world for me to be able to care for my family. And I know they can do the same for you. So when I meet people and I give my intro, it sounds a lot like that if I'm talking to young moms. I start with why. Start with why and let your story tell it. It pulls people in. It gets them thinking about being in that exact situation, that exact position. And it gets them excited because they see themselves as that mom. They see themselves doing all those things.
And our last lesson comes from Lindsay Teague Marino, who talked about how to grow your leadership with your growing business.
Well, I'll tell you that I think the thing that I did on day one is the thing that I still do now. I didn't really set out to do anything different to get to the next rank, except for being strategic about where you put your people, right? Like strategic placement, that's a thing in and of itself. But for me, as far as my daily routine to get people excited and get people bought in and keep people moving forward, I did the same thing as I did on March 25th as I do today. And that is, I try to step back and assess, where is the need? What are people not understanding? What is the hardest problem that we've got right now? And how can I teach on that? And so I basically put all of my business people into a single group. And that group is giant now. There's like 50,000 people in it now. But at the beginning, it wasn't that big, right? So it was easier for me to have one-on-one time with every single person. At this point, right, we're so big, there's 300,000 people that are working on our team. So there's no way for me to have one-on-one interaction with them. But what I did decide as we started to grow was like, look, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. This has to be for other people if it's going to be for me. So I basically kind of just took people that were buying in, and then I could see were excited about it. And I put them into another group and a leadership group. And I try to teach them what I know about leadership and what I know about sales and what I know about how to get people excited and what I know about growing social media, everything that I know about business. And I try to impart the wisdom that other people have taken the time to impart on me onto them. And then they can then take that back to their teams and be the leader that their teams want to see, right? So it's not all about what does Lindsay say.
We hope you're feeling extra inspired after listening to this best of episode. If you loved a lesson a little more than the others, make sure you check out the full episode. You can find a list on this episode's page at youngliving.com/podcast/2016lessons. 2016 had so many drops of inspiration, and we're happy that we got to share them with you. We're even more excited to see what this year brings. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.